Martin Spencer, I think you said toward the end of your talk, when we're talking about progress of students through their training, that wouldn't it be great to have a program where we could record everything longitudinally, something like that. I think actually there are a few places, at least in Europe, where that is happening. I think at the conservatory at The Hague in Holland, Peter Pabon does things like that, and also in Dresden, Dirkmer. Okay, so there is some hope, perhaps.
It would be nice to solve. It's just that there's so many parameters that can be found, and it's almost really organized.
If somebody was really organized with the study, and it's just a matter of organization of equipment and time, because it can all be done in half an hour. A subject can be in and out. That if you had things like if they filled out questionnaires, vocal health. All this sort of data, and you put it in the bank, and of course it would be a very rich bank afterwards, but it certainly is. I mean, it's wonderful there are these days, and I think we need more of them, particularly when you come to this conference and you see the objective nature, the objective tack that conferences like this are taking.
Thank you. Let me just, while we're on this topic, put in a small caveat here. It's wonderful to have a big data bank, but when you're doing a longitudinal study, the catch is that you really have to have a hypothesis before you start doing the study. Because otherwise, as any statistician will tell you, you can go fishing for significances in your database, and you're going to find them by chance, because that's the way probabilities and statistics work. So please do your studies, but please state your hypotheses before you start collecting the data.